I want to welcome everybody to today's short 10 to 15 minute video session entitled Aligning Taxonomies for Marketing and KM. I'm your moderator. My name is Holly Hanna, and I'm the Senior KM Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie. And I'm super excited to be joined by our speaker today, Rachel Shields-Williams, who is the Director of Knowledge Management at Sidley Austin. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me, Holly.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, and I think we have a lot in common. One of the big things is we are both big taxonomy nerds.
Most definitely. that is actually the whole way I got into knowledge management here at Sidley Austin. My background is actually in marketing and business development, where I spent the first 9 years of my career. Then I came over, started working on experience management. And then when we launched a KM program here at Sidley, I moved into the KM department. So this is a topic near and dear to my heart and my career.
So I know, you know, you just kind of talked a little bit about how you moved from marketing into KM, and that, you know, kind of like putting together a taxonomy was a big part of that. Is there one thing in particular that made you realize that there was a problem and that it needed to be solved?
Absolutely. So in BD, I had the opportunity to help work on our Houston office when we opened it. And we opened it as an energy office focused on the energy industry. And oh my goodness, we did not have anything. And I realized in talking with different lawyers with different specialty within the world of energy, they were defining things, the same thing differently, because we didn't have an established taxonomy. So I started working with our director of marketing technology, like, where do we go for a source of truth for these things? And it was that experience in not only trying to get my arms around the work that we did and who did we do it for, but also how did our clients talk about themselves? How did we talk about our work? My first foray that helped me realize that, like, oh, maybe this is a real career path for me was my, 3,000 row spreadsheet of various different experience that the lawyers had, and what area of energy was it in, and what countries were it in, and were there particular regulations, what type of work was it like? And I realized that even working with my peers and other areas that crossed over, we weren't talking about it the same. So not only were we frustrated working together, our lawyers were frustrated because they weren't getting the same product when they asked. They'd ask the same question and get different products from different people depending on how they understood things. And so that's really what kind of helped me start diving into this world of, like, oh, all a taxonomy is like, this is the name for it, and this is how we define it. And we all agree collectively at Sidley Austin LLP, this is how we define energy. And at Perkins, you guys might define energy differently. And that was one of the places where I first started seeing, like, oh, this is where, you know, there's a real opportunity.
You know, and it's funny because I, as I said earlier, like, I love taxonomies, like, it's been my entire career. But other people kind of tend to glaze over a little bit when you say taxonomy. Yeah. How did you get buy-in from other people on this?
I focused on where their pain was. Like, you know, people are really great about expressing when they're in pain and when they're frustrated. They're not as great of expressing when they're tuning you out or just politely nodding and going along. So I started paying attention to the people who were frustrated. What were they saying? And starting to kind of pick that apart, like back to the Excel spreadsheet that kind of started this whole adventure. It was one of the partners got so mad that he, like, created this awful Word document of all this experience. And I'm like, I still can't search this. So I started talking with him and I'm like, so why did you divide it this way? And then I was like, well, how do you define it? And then I started bringing it to a working group of, like, is this the definition that we can all agree on? And what are the nuances and where do we carve these out? And then starting to, rather than try to name it, because once I started talking about taxonomy and ontology, they started going away. But when I went back to talking about why you're in pain and why there is a problem, that's when we were really able to start unpacking it and getting traction with things. And then once we kind of agreed upon what that universe looked like, then I was able to start communicating it to my peers. You know, I would be able to go to the M&A team and say, hey, M&A team, this is how the energy group is talking about it. And this is how they want to talk about it. And this is how they view it. And being able to have that conversation. And it's evolved as my career's evolved into a larger perspective than just the energy and, you know, and life sciences industries.
How do you maintain your taxonomies? Is it a group effort?
It is definitely a group sport. You know, as our industry has evolved a lot since 2012 when I started that little adventure. So now I look to groups like Sally. I look to groups like Knows. I look to, you know, third-party information sources like PitchBook, like CapIQ, like Duns. And we start to use those as our tax, as our outline. Because all of our firms, whether or not we've formally defined it and identified it, we all have a taxonomy. We have a language within our organization. And so I use these third-party things as like, hey, here's my starting point. Here's how other people talk about it. And then massage it from there. So, you know, we'll never be 100% CapIQ or 100% Sally, but we do look to them and we use their definitions where it's appropriate for us. And then also being flexible. Not so flexible that you have 100 different definitions for the same thing, but also acknowledging that the world changes around us. Like, you know, cryptocurrency was not something that we talked about, you know, 5 years ago. AI used to be sufficient. Now you need to have generative AI, large language models, and these different things. So you always have to be open to adding more and redefining and like, you know, yeah, the AI bucket we had was great. But now we're going back through it and like really reading into these matters and putting it in these different places because the world is now demanding more granularity. And it's the world at Sidley. Other firms might not need that level of granularity on that. They might need, you know, more granularity around real estate or hospitality. So it really comes back to what's right for your business and really, you know, working hand in hand with your marketing colleagues. I know you guys do a great job of that at Perkins working with the team there. Because they're kind of hearing it and seeing where the lawyers are going and seeing where the clients are asking. And that allows us to be like, huh, we should probably put some structure around that. Or in the case of like new working groups, it's like, I'm going to come back to you in a month. I just want you to know I see you, I hear you. And we'll come back in a month and see what's going on. And regularly checking in with others.
And I think that's a great point, both that you know, what you need is going to change depending on kind of like your business, your practice, like kind of like your world, your and your universe, but also that just the world changes. You know, you were talking about energy and the different types of energy today are different from the ones that, you know, you were kind of working with back in 2012.
Exactly. So, or even if you think about, you know, it's something as unattractive as like transportation. You know, if I think back to 2010, 2012, we didn't have ride sharing. We didn't have car sharing. Amazon wasn't this massive transportation company. It was really an online place that like stuff was delivered through regular mail services. So it's also like paying attention to your client base and seeing where is your client going and what evolution are they having? And is your firm going on that evolution with them? And if so, how do you create a definition around that so you can easily find that information to, you know, use it to leverage either find prior work experience to use or to gain new work and new experience.
Well, and I think talking about things using the same language as your client uses is a huge part of this effort.
Yeah. And that's why things like Sally are so important to taxonomy. I'm not saying that you have to, you know, for the longest time, I used to look at it and be like, oh my gosh, like this just isn't Sidley's language and I can't do that. But now I've realized like, okay, so here's where Sidley's language maps up to Sally and we have the Sally codes in our experience system. So when the client says, I need you to speak this language, cool, we can translate it really fast. And I understand the translation, but we also have a certain level of information that like, isn't in Sally because not every law firm needs that level of granularity on it. That's something that we need for our business and what we want to do.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations for firms that are just now starting to grapple with this issue?
I would say talk to everyone. It's because oftentimes I think we think that it's a like knowledge management marketing issue, but like accounting and pricing has categories and ways that they've been talking about it. Your conflicts team has ways that they've been classifying things. Your docketing team has ways that they've been classifying things. So like, don't be shy about talking. HR has the definitions for the way that they talk about things. And taxonomy is not just the way that we talk about things. It's also the way that we spell things, the way that we abbreviate things. You know, so make sure that you're really leaving no stone unturned. Think about all the places that capture information and figure out how they capture it. And you'll start to see patterns in places that you're like, oh, this is kind of starting to come together. Like, this sounds a lot like our language. Here are the places where we need to modify it, as well as documenting it. So, you know, it's not tribal knowledge. It becomes institutional knowledge. I think sometimes some of my peers are rather surprised when I'm like, oh no, I every industry that's in our experience system, I've got a definition for you. Every, you know, tag, every matter type, like, yeah, we have definitions. You know, yeah. So we can communicate that, and it comes out of being like individual tribal knowledge and something that's institutionalized, that's easily shareable with folks. And like, then when you evolve it, update the document.
Yeah. And then at some point you get into thesauruses, but that is far outside of our scope of conversation today.
Ooh, that would be a fun conversation.
I know, right? Rachel, thank you so much for spending time with me and for your expertise, and have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for asking me. It was great talking with y'all. I hope everyone has a great day.
Bye.
Bye.